This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning I am joined by Rachel Doré and Chris Gallivan. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Hugh.
The reason that we're talking to you guys today is about the upcoming Magpies show, which is on the 20th of October, which is a Sunday, at Cafe Royale in Square Edge. I guess the first question, either of you can take this, what is a Magpies?
Who, what, where, what is it? I mean, if this was going out to Whanganui, it would need no explanation because we're household names in Whanganui, aren't we Rachel?
We absolutely are.
We can barely walk down the street of Whanganui without being accosted by somebody saying, you're one of those Magpies.
I was accosted by somebody in an op shop in Whanganui.
Is that right?
I was.
In the St. Vincent de Paul or
no,
the,
it was Salvation Army,
was it?
Actually.
Okay.
St. Vincent de Paul's worth a look, though. It's a poem. Poetry show.
Right,
But it's not just a poetry show, it's music.
But wait, there's more.
Combined.
Well, that's right, because I was going to say, looking at the poster here, I recognise the McGlynns with guitar and fiddle, both very accomplished musicians, and I recognise Paul Turner and other Kiel Manawatu sort of people.
So yes, and Squint's just to his right, Colin.
Colin Caddick.
And so we perform. It's Magpies is technically myself, Rachel, and Tim Saunders, who are three poets of the Manawatu region, plus Kiel Manawatu. But together, we really refer to ourselves as Magpies. So we've got the little Irish ensemble with their fiddle and the guitar and the Scottish small pipes and tin whistles and what have you, who are performing with us. And we do the spoken word storytelling, banter, and poems. Really, so. It's not a scratch your chin, Hugh, sort of show of sort of deep contemplative poets for poetry type head people. It's actually it's an orchestrated show of comedy stories and a bit of storytelling through poetry.
Kiel Manawatu do play some of their originals. So in a way, their originals are their form of storytelling, and mostly the three of us, Tim, Chris and I do our original poetry with some other favourites thrown in.
And Kiel Manawatu support us on a few of our numbers each, which is really beautiful. They have some of the original music. We have some original poems, and we put them together and we make magic.
Fantastic. Well, that was actually the question I was going to ask, was how the music and the poetry fitted together, whether those things happened at once. But you've just answered that. Now, you say that you're world famous in Whanganui at this stage. Have you done this show in Palmerston North before?
No, we haven't. This is the first. We've done it. We've done it in Fielding. We've done it in Whanganui. We've done it in lots of different places. But the Manawatu, our hometown, we haven't actually. So it's.
I don't even know how it is that we haven't done that.
No.
I guess because people asked us to do it in Whanganui, and then they asked us back.
They keep on asking us back. So no, this is the first time in Palmerston North. We're hoping to get a good crowd there, not only for us, of course, and supporting us, but it's in the, as you'll see from the poster, Hugh, it's in the Cafe Royale in the Square Edge, which is a great place.
Yes, it's a lovely venue.
Yeah, and it doesn't normally open on a Sunday. Sunday the 20th at 6:30 p.m. is when we're doing it, the 20th of this month, October, and so it doesn't normally open, and we very much want to be able to channel some good trade to Cafe Royale because they do some beautiful food. It's a great place there, a great spot, and we want to be able to promote them as much as us. So we'd like a really good crowd there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hopeful that that Royale will kind of help in attracting people a bit as well because they put on a really high caliber of event as well. as someone who has done events there. But, you know, they do really cool stuff. Can I ask where the genesis of this idea came from?
Well, I think it emerged, actually, when we did some stuff at an open mic in 2017 at the Manawatu Writers Festival.
Yes.
And I wanted some music with it. And I searched around and I asked at the Celtic Inn, actually. And they said, oh, Paul Turner, he got hold of me and he said, look, if you want a violin, I don't play the concert violin. He sent me one of those clips on the video, you know, on the YouTube. And 2 seconds, it was enough.
Oh, and he's astounding, isn't he?
I just said, yes. And, of course, then Kill Manawatu 2 was being at that stage used for between poetry. But we looked at each other, Chris and I, and said, let's work this up. We got together with Tim and basically created Magpies. I don't even know who came up with that idea. We love Glover's Magpies poem, which Chris had recited, and I think we just said,
and we're a bit of a make it schmozzle of a group of people that have all sort of just landed in each other's company as well.
Yeah.
So we're sort of three, if I do say so myself, quite accomplished poets. So in our own right, we've done a lot of work, and we have a few publications between us, and we've got a lot of a whole ensemble of original, but also poems that we love of sort of that describe New Zealand and New Zealand culture. And so we'd been working together and sharing sort of poems for quite some time, and the opportunity to do it with Kel Manawatu 2 was too good an opportunity to pass up. So we've done a lot of working together and a lot of gigs now, and have really worked it up to be an orchestrated show. And that's why before I use really the collective of Magpies to describe all of us really together. Working together rather than the poets versus the musical accompaniment in the background. It's an orchestrated show.
Excellent. And I mean, with poetry in particular, the performance element is really important, because, I mean, not all poetry, but often poetry is written to be read in that way.
Yeah, and pretty dry, and it can be quite impenetrable. Well, we'd like to think we're anything but. So it's very much a show for people who have never been exposed to poetry before, ever. And in fact, you might think, and it's a reason why we probably don't have poetry in the title, because they're quite frankly.
I thought it was because you forgot it.
Well, it also was when I was doing the poster, and I didn't have room to put it in there, actually.
Okay.
But it's also when you're trying to get gigs and you ring a pub and you say, hey, look, we're a poetry ensemble. They go, oh, look, it's not really our thing. Or at most, we've got a room out the back, and we go, no, you're not getting it. You're not getting it. This is front room of your pub. This will be one of the biggest sort of raucous, most enjoyable, interactive nights that you might otherwise have. It'll be much more interactive than just having a passive band in the corner. You really need for us to come and perform in the body of the pub. And so that's still a hard sell. And also people who say, oh, I'm not really into poetry, I'm not going to come along, I think I'm missing a trick, because we're not really interested in just performing poetry to poetry heads. We've done, each of us individually have done that enough to last us a lifetime, and so the chin scratching sort of illuminati of academic scholarly poets is not the target audience for us.
Oh, but here. We want them to come and get
$10.
But
they can come along; they'll have a bloody good time as well.
Oh, exactly.
They'll have a great time as well. But hopefully there'll be people who are just interested in something a little different. And something that by the end of it they'll find themselves having gone on a journey and had a few laughs.
Fantastic. Well, I hope you get an excellent turnout on the Sunday. In the meantime, are there places that people can go and find you online to get a taste of what you do or anything like that?
You know what? There isn't. Why haven't we done that?
Well, you can actually you could Google us individually, and I'm sure you'll be able to find. I've got a few things up on on YouTube. I've got a bit of a series of poetry in strange but randomly appropriate places around New Zealand. I think I've got 3 or 4. I've got about 30 or 40 that I've done, and I've just slowly uploading them to YouTube. So between the three of us, Tim Saunders, Rachel Doré, and Chris Gallivan, and of course course, Ke Ao Manawatū individually has quite a number of different things up on YouTube.
Loads of stuff.
And so a 5-minute sort of YouTube party in the comfort of your own living room should
just
be able to
open
find
all
ample.
The tabs at once
and open all at once, play it all at once and sort of overlay it, and you'll get a bit of an idea of what the show's going to be.
No, you said
chaos.
Absolute chaos, because there's a lot of banter.
There is.
Well, actually, there ought to be more.
Well, there needs to be more, but it's mostly just an evening for us to be able to indulge ourselves in telling whoppers and stories between one another, augmented by a bit of music and some poetry.
And I swear most of my poetry is not autobiographical, I'm telling you. I swear it's not. People like
even ones about naked young men and old men whose faces have faces like a smashed typewriter. None of those have got any essence of reality. I'm sure.
Oh, sure. But actually, you've brought up a point. There are a couple of poems that the band really like, and so I was thinking, I'd have a different poem. And the band said, well, particularly Viv and Tony, said, well, you've got to have that poem. So. That happens.
So the show's probably about an hour and a half or 2 hours long, and we do have some regular breaks so you can recharge your glasses and get some more food and talk to the people next to you in the aisle. So do come along, Cafe Royale, Square Edge, Palmerston North, on Sunday the 20th of October at 6:30 p.m. It's $10 on the door, which won't break the bank, and you'll come along, and we'd love to see you there and have a good time.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.